So how could Jesus be so rude? How could he do that? How could he say that? How could he be told that his mother and brothers are outside waiting for him? And he says in reply, "Who are my mother and my brother and my sisters?" Isn't that a bit rude to Our Lady? How could he do that? Jesus is doing one very simple thing in today's gospel. He's expanding his family. That to be a family member with Jesus, if you will, to be a follower of the Lord, you have to do one thing. What is that one thing according to today's gospel? To do God's will. He's expanding what it means to be a family member of the Lord. That it's not just to be the mother of Jesus, the brother of Jesus, the sister of Jesus. And of course, Jesus didn't have brothers and sisters. The Greek word there is for cousin, for extended family members. But what the encouragement in today's gospel is to all of us, I hope, is that we have one job, everyone. It's to do God's will. Always and everywhere, in what we say and in what we do. When I was a kid, I had made the mistake of thinking that the only people who did God's will were priests and nuns and deacons. Baloney. That is something that is not an optional thing for us to do, a nice thing to do. It's something that we're required to do. To be a true disciple of Christ, our goal, day in and day out, is to do the will of God. How often do we actually ask ourselves, God, what do you want me to do? We say things like, what do I want to do? What should I do? Where should I go to college? What career should I pursue? What should I do with my free time? Don't you think God has a plan? Doesn't he have something to say about that? To be a true follower of the Lord, we ask ourselves one question. Lord, what is your will? Why does any of this matter? And today the psalm said this, "Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will." Wouldn't it be great at the end of our lives when we stand before the Lord that we're able to say that? Lord, here I am. I came to do your will. And with that, he will say one thing. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your master. May we stand before the Lord today and say, "Here I am, Lord. I came to do your will."